8465. It's a big cookie. Hortense.
Hi. I don't do my job as well when I'm constipated. And truth be known, I get constipated a lot. I've tried all sorts of products. Welder's tracking smudge and laminated cedar spread, duck call cleaner. Nothing worked. Finally, my wife prescribed a simple home remedy. She showed me a photograph of my mother-in-law, and it scared the right out of me.
There he is again, the Phantom Caller, working on a new Phantom Festival.
Glad to hear.
Jason.
Hello, Don. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller. Just love your show. Don, I want to tell you a short little story about what happened to me and my wife last week at a dinner party we were hosting. As the guests started arriving, my wife suddenly noticed the bleeding head of a crocodile on the table. Well, we didn't know what to do exactly. Figured if we made a move to hide it, our guests would have seen and gotten suspicious. So we decided to just leave it and leave it there and not say anything, you know, hoping our guests wouldn't notice. Well, Bernice, my wife's fat bridge partner from across the street, had to open her big mouth, and halfway through dinner, she says, "Hey, what's with the bleeding alligator head in the middle of the table?" Well, I could have just kicked her, you know? But the cat was out of the bag, everybody saw it, and an otherwise pleasant evening was marred by Bernice and her big mouth. The woman is a living argument for mercy killing, Don. She's a minx. She gets under my skin. Spends the afternoons in my larynx near my windpipe. At night, she winds her way down my esophagus. You know, Don, the average human has 20 feet of intestine. I'll see you on Friday.
There he is, the Phantom Caller, who will be here on Friday.
Wish I might have brought that up. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Don. Thanks for taking my call. What I think the Twin Cities is lacking is cooperation between the cities. I think we have too much separation currently.
Yes, honey. In the medicine cabinet. Well, I don't know. We must be out of it then. Just don't sit down so much and it won't hurt.
Anyway, Don, the city is also lacking a good 24-hour transportation system. I think DWIs, for instance, would be down if buses ran regularly at 1 and 2 in the morning.
Would you please close the door, honey? That's a little disgusting.
My God. Anyway, Don, as I was saying, much could be done to improve, well, for instance, the roads and the air.
Well, jiggle the handle. It works for me.
Sorry, Don. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, improvements to the city. That's right.
Yes, dear. That's what a toothbrush is for. Why don't you try it for a change?
I'm sorry. The city, yes. It could also improve drastically with greater activities for children.
What did you spread that makeup on with? A butter knife? You look like a clown, for God's sake. What are the Meisenbergs going to say? We'll talk about it later. I'm on the phone. Don't swallow that. That's a suppository.
Oh, the Phantom. The Phantom Caller. Yes, he certainly is.